At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
50 seconds to play in the game. Second down and three. Only thing that remains for Miami is Beck's going to throw, and he fires for the end zone, and it is caught for a touchdown. What a catch by Daniels. What an exclamation point to the season. What a closing argument. It's a touchdown.
Hurricanes Radio Network, 38-7 was the final score. Miami over Pitt, 49-20 was the score with Notre Dame over Stanford, Pearl, and that's where we find some college football chaos still to be determined. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. We'll get back to all the NFL, including our question for you today, poll question. Are the Cowboys playing the best football of any team in the National Football League right now? But to Miami and to Notre Dame, this is going to be interesting because obviously the head-to-head from way, way, way earlier in the season, first game of the season, was Miami beating Notre Dame. But Miami then, in the eyes of the committee, fell out of the tier that Notre Dame happened to occupy. Well, now Miami is surged here at the end of the year, but Notre Dame has also kept winning. Do you think they occupy the same tier? And if so, should that head-to-head matchup where Miami beat Notre Dame matter now?
I love the way you're using tier, like that's a real thing.
I don't know. That's what they say.
But anyway, okay, a couple things. First of all, I thought that Miami, based on my X feed, was passing Notre Dame. All the insiders are like, well, now Miami's got them. But then I looked, EJ brought up, the AP poll has Miami three spots below Notre Dame. Notre Dame's 9, Miami's 12. The coaches poll, which I believe is updated, has Notre Dame 9 and Miami 13 behind Vanderbilt. So based on that, I think the committee's going to do something crazy and go Notre Dame over Miami and just ignore it. Now, should they? That is a hard call. I would probably lean Miami if I was in the committee because of the head-to-head. I would honor a head-to-head. But it is going to really stink to not have Jeremiah Love in the college football playoffs. So I feel bad. I want both teams to go.
Well, I don't know if both teams can get in. It's just
I think Notre Dame gets it.
I think Notre Dame's going to get into EJ. I think your Hurricanes are going to get the shaft here. And I think the reason why is because think about this entire thing with the ACC. So it's going to be Duke playing UVA in the ACC championship game, Pearl. Meanwhile, none of these teams could be the highest ranked conference champion. That could actually go to one of the group of five teams. So the ACC might not even get their champion into the college football playoff. There is still a lot really wrong with the college football bracket and how they decide this thing, clearly.
Well, yeah. I mean, you could blame the bracket, but you could also blame these massive, greedy conferences that have 18 teams and have these imbalanced schedules. And of course, like this should be. Yeah, I mean, honestly, a big part of this chaos is that the conferences are too big, so you get these imbalanced schedules that lead to complete chaos. I mean, obviously, like, teams should be playing closer to common opponents. The fact that you have so many teams in the three biggest conferences means that you're going to get some wacky results.
Okay, but I mean, honestly, what was the ACC going to do? Like, are they not going to take some of those Pac-12 teams that decided to come into their conference, not take any of the TV money for several years or take way less? And they had an opportunity to grow. And at that point in college football, if you're not growing, you're dying. Again, look at the Pac-12. It just disappeared into thin air.
Yeah. But then sometimes they're definitely going to get screwed on football. I mean, I don't know. About to happen in, what, 6 days from now?
It's just going to be really crazy. And, you know, it's true. Like, I get it. See, this is the part that is really funny to me, is that we all kind of understand that brand plays a role, right, Pearl? Like,
yes, that has been the case in the past.
Now, there's not a metric for it. Q rating, I don't know, but they allegedly don't factor that in. But if they really did want to do this, they could do blind resumes, right? They could take the team names off and just do blind resumes, and the committee would have to work off of that. But there is a reason why they don't, because I think they want to know what brand is which and who gets the national TV time. The funny part to me is that I know Miami might not be as big as Notre Dame, but Miami's a pretty big brand.
They've kind of been a middling ACC school for a while now, though. When's the last time?
But they're like a blue blood program who sends so many guys to the NFL, and not just sends guys to the NFL, sends some of the greatest guys to the NFL who then go on to the Hall of Fame.
20 years ago.
I don't know.
Do you say the same thing about Nebraska?
I think that Nebraska has a huge brand. I'm not saying that it's as big as Notre Dame, but I'm saying it's right there. I don't think there's such a huge drop-off. And I understand Notre Dame has its own TV network, and I get that they have, you know, the religious aspect to it, and people who couldn't find South Bend on a map can have a tattoo of the mascot. I get that. There's something extra there, that the connective tissue. But I just don't see Notre Dame as that much bigger of a brand than the University of Miami.
I think it's definitely, if you're talking about tiers, I think it's in the next tier above Miami. I mean, the two of them combined for
some of the biggest games we've ever seen. Catholics versus convicts. Like, it took two for that.
Yes, you're talking historically. Yeah, but then again, what difference does that make? Right now, I'd say it's Notre Dame, Alabama, Georgia, maybe Texas. Am I missing anybody? Ohio State. And then
I think
Michigan. Yeah, but then there, I think, is a drop-off. But I think Notre Dame is even unique within that top six tier, because they're Notre Dame, and they have all the fans, and they happen to be kind of awesome right now. Like, they look like a really, really good team.
But so does Miami.
I don't know about that. Who's Miami beaten lately?
Who's Notre Dame beaten lately? Notre Dame beats Stanford.
Good point.
I mean, it's not like they went out there and beat the Green Bay
Miami's
Packers.
Miami's got Carson Beck at quarterback.
And he's actually been good. So let's just call it what it is, as opposed to going on some guy's like reputation from last year when he had all those turnovers. I don't know. I find that this is...
I don't know.
No, but Notre Dame's beating nobody. I can't do this. Who's Miami beating recently? Notre Dame has beaten literally nobody. Like, USC is their best win. That team is not in the top 15. They beat up on some of the worst ACC teams that are imaginable. Syracuse played a walk-on who's a lacrosse player. And, like, they beat Stanford, who Miami beat by more points, by the way. They were in a tough dogfight with BC, who's also one of the worst teams in the ACC. Like, I can't do this. Like, at a certain point, if head-to-head is not going to matter, then why are we playing the games? Why don't we just say, you know what, we're going to just look at the rosters before the season starts and say, okay, I think based on these rosters and based on the recruiting stars, these are the 12 teams who deserve to be in the playoff, and we're just going to start the playoff in January, and these games are just going to be exhibition games. That's what you're telling me.
The SEC would love to do that.
Yeah, and I think that's where we're headed, basically, because it is ridiculous they have two teams with essentially similar resumes. Yes, Miami has two losses to 8-win ACC teams. But on the flip side, Notre Dame has no impressive wins. So to me, that should cancel each other out. So at that point, you say, okay, what is another deciding factor? The CFP literally has a criteria board that says what they're supposed to consider. Eye test, nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
There's nothing on the rules that say eye test. It is the first thing, head-to-head competition. And when these two teams played, Miami not only beat them, it was a close game and Notre Dame came back. But for three quarters, they were kicking their ass.
Yeah.
It is a joke that Notre Dame at this point could beat a bunch of bad teams 10 games in a row and that be the difference maker, despite the fact that Miami beat them already. And despite the fact that Miami, after that midseason swoon, has killed every team they played since.
See, that's your best argument.
This might be the thing that gets me off.
This is the thing, right? You can go back to the first game of the season because they should all count. But then Miami did go through that midseason swoon where they lost two games. But I think credit to Miami, again, they haven't played anybody. Now there's Notre Dame lately. They got themselves out of it. I think Miami deserves credit for getting themselves out of that swoon, Pearl. And I think that's EJ's best point outside of, obviously, the head-to-head.
This crap is crap.
You were just bragging about, you were saying Notre Dame doesn't get credit for beating Syracuse. Miami beat Syracuse too. Like, got it out of against who?
No,
like what?
That they beat them 70-7. It helped their point differential.
Right. If I say, well, Syracuse.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, what did Miami do after the SMU loss?
They've won four games in a row and they've blown out every team they faced. Against NC State, who Notre Dame played, by the way, and through halftime, that was a close game. That game was never close. NC State never crossed the 50-yard line until the second half.
I mean, it just feels like both teams have played nobody to me.
Right.
I mean,
so if that's the case, then if you're deciding
between
two
that's
teams,
why I would go Miami, because head-to-head. Yeah, but that being said, I really, really don't. I want to see Notre Dame as a fan.
So here's the thing about the eye test.
I love Jeremiah Love. He's like Saquon Barkley combined with Jahmyr Gibbs combined. He's amazing.
Okay, but again, against who? Because those first two games of the season when he played Notre Dame and Texas A&M, it was not Jeremiah Love, the Heisman Trophy likely finalist. It was a guy who got bottled up.
Did you see the spin move against Pitt, who Miami just beat? That was amazing.
That's my problem. Like, Jeremiah Love is a phenomenal player. I'm not dissing him. But it's just like everything Notre Dame does seems to be like heightened to some level. And then Miami could place those same teams and they get no credit.
You have Carson Beck, every college football fan. The guy threw four interceptions against Louisville.
Right, okay, but Jeremiah Love ran for 45 yards or, 33 yards against Miami's defense. Like, that was a real game that happened.
I'm going to blame the play caller. I'm just kidding. But, by the way, I mean, listen, there's going to be everyone's going to want to see Arch Manning, Jeremiah Love, Diego Pavia, and they're all going to be home. This is going to be somewhat disappointing in that sense.
Jeremiah Love. They're going to let Notre Dame in.
Well, Jeremiah Love will. Well, probably. Probably. They might. There is a chance. I don't think it's done. I think there is a chance that they, at the end of the day, will consider that head-to-head.
No, they're going to be ranked too high. I think Notre Dame's going to be ranked too high, and they obviously don't play any more games, neither does Miami. Mm-hmm. But this is all you have left.
So you think it's done?
I think it's done. But here's the thing, EJ, about the eye test. You're right. It's nowhere on the criteria, but whoever is the schmo who gets on TV and has to defend these picks on Tuesdays on College Football Playoff thing, they say eye test.
It's ridiculous.
They say it even though it's not technically a criteria.
Yeah, Juracek keeps saying, well, we watch Notre Dame play and they look amazing. So therefore, and I thought Josh Pate made a good point last week, because he said eye test was such a great determinator of who is the best team. Now, how come you don't have a bunch of former coaches that are making millions and billions of dollars on, you know, in gambling? Because if coaches and people know who the best teams are, then it would be obvious that they could just use their eyes being experts in coaching and go into gambling, and they didn't have to go back in coaching. They could just win a bunch of, you know, spreads and win a bunch of things so they know, quote-unquote, in the eye test who the best teams are. You have to eliminate eye tests because at the end of the day, sports is unpredictable. You don't know what happens when two teams get on the field. And once we saw these two teams on the field, we saw who won the game. So at that point, to say this, well, I think Notre Dame is better, well, we don't actually know that. We play games to figure out who are the better teams, and that's how we decide. We have to play the eye test when it's Texas Tech versus Ohio State, because these teams haven't played before. So now you got to use metrics and different things to figure out. These teams actually play.
I know.
So
we
to do this
it.
Eye test thing and say, well, that's the reason why I'm putting Notre Dame ahead, is just bogus.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. And it's just going to continue something that, Perloff, you've been talking about now for a long time, which is, why are teams going to schedule hard games in the beginning of the season? Like, if you're Miami and you had this hard game at the beginning of the year to play Notre Dame, why would you ever take that game again? Doesn't make any sense, because you won that game and it still is not going to help you potentially get into the college football playoff. Let's go to Mike, who's in Dallas, wants to switch back over the NFL and talk about the 49ers win yesterday on the road in Cleveland. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, Maggie? You know what? If I was your husband, I'd question your loyalty. Because since you picked the 49ers to go to the Super Bowl, but you never want to talk about it. What's up with that? I mean, we're 9-4 out here.
Yeah.
I mean, all we're doing is winning.
Yeah.
I mean, sound play from quarterback. We got our starters back. I mean, well, we don't got our defensive starters. But, you know, talk about the 49ers a little bit, because we are coming through and we will come through. We're going to make the playoffs. I mean, with the Rams losing, I mean, I think we look pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, who do you play? You're really going to call and brag because you beat the Browns? The Browns are awful. They're terrible.
Well, we play the NFC West. That's who we play.
Okay. And everyone's got 9 wins.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, okay. All right. Everyone's good, and we'll see what happens. You're right, I did pick them to win, to make it to the Super Bowl, and I think to win the Super Bowl, right?
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, and thanks for having me on, y'all. I love you guys. Listen to y'all every morning. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate that.
Had 35 quarterbacks.
You want to gloat? You want to gloat being on a 3-game win streak when you beat the likes of the Arizona Cardinals, the Carolina Panthers, and Cleveland?
Carolina is looking at like a better win now.
Not that night.
Yeah, true.
Not that night. They didn't look that good. You play Tennessee next, and then you get Indianapolis with Daniel Jones, who's got a broken bone in his leg.
I think we could be looking at the number one team in the NFC by the time this is all said and done, which is insane because of all the injuries they've had.
Then they've got Chicago, and they end the season at Seattle. So, okay, you get two hard ones at the end there. But listen, I think Kyle Shanahan should be up for Coach of the Year. He's not going to get it, but he should be considering all of the injuries, Pearl.
But the Rams and Seattle are also
great.
Blessed with easy schedules too, so it's the whole division got a break this year. So I think they're all going to have got it. I mean, it's going to be a 3-way race with those three teams for the number one seed. And by the way, I kind of agree that none of it matters. I'm obsessed with Christian McCaffrey, his MVP candidacy. That guy, honestly, I'm the only one in the country who's going to say this. He is so much less explosive than he's ever been, and they give him the ball more than they ever did. And he's like getting a lot of MVP buzz. But he's only averaging 3.6 yards per carry. You said it last week. Like, give the guy a break. Why does he have to do every single play for them?
Thank you. Now you're on my side. Well, last week you weren't with Carolina, and now this week you are.
I mean, I get it. He only had 20 carries on Sunday, but he just doesn't quite look the same to me. And I think the numbers bear that out. He looks a little bit worse this year than his great year 2 years ago. And I understand he's absolutely all that they have. Like, they have nothing else. But that being said, I feel like I'd like to see a few more 9-yard runs and less 2-yard runs from Christian McCaffrey. But I guess the Niners have no choice. If you're going for the number one seed, might as well run him into the ground.
Yeah, 53 yards rushing on 20 carries.
I mean, they were going against the really, really good defense.
Yeah.
But it felt like, hey, you know what? This is it was a kind of a closest game for a while. You know, we have no better option. There's no passing because of the wind, so they had to go McCaffrey. But I actually agreed with you. They should have mixed in Brian Robinson a little more, although he wasn't great. It's kind of a weird situation. That caller is right. We don't talk about the Niners enough, but we're also right. They have beaten nobody.
Yeah, it's hard to take them seriously as a Super Bowl contender now. I mean, to be fair, like, Brock did not look good last week. I thought he looked better yesterday. You're right, it was not a heavy passing game because of the wind. But also, Cleveland kind of gifted them this win also. It was 10-8 for a while here, and then Cleveland started making some really big mistakes and also some dumb play-calling moves to me. You're going to put a direct snap to Harold Fannin on a 4th-and-1 when the guy's never done this before, takes the ball, fumbles. Like, the scoring drives for San Francisco in this game were like 35-yard scoring drive, 25, 19-yard scoring drive. They're just taking advantage of the opportunity. So if you want to call and gloat about that, I mean, good on you, I guess. You could call up to brag that you beat Shador Sanders. I don't know.
I see the Niners right now are 11th in Super Bowl odds. They're two spots below the Kansas City Chiefs, who probably will be home in January. That says, I think, a lot about the national faith in the Niners.
Coming up next, I didn't realize that Juwan Jennings was such a lightning rod. We will have that sound for you, 888-710-4ISN, the 49ers wide receiver. Not making any friends in Cleveland, that's for sure. And we've got our new word of the day. Word of the weekend, which ironically we cannot actually play for you on the air.
The gardening tool, guys.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it. 888-710-4ISN. Also, and I'm kind of shocked we got this far into the show without me getting to this. I have officially hacked the holidays. I don't want to overstate it. I think I'm the smartest person alive.
Mm-hmm.
I finally came up, Pearl, with the perfect Thanksgiving. I recommend it to everyone. You can pull this off. And I can't believe it just took me this long to get there.
Oh, wow.
I'm telling you, it's foolproof and it will make your life better.
This better work, Margaret.
Gotta stay tuned. Maggie hacked the holidays. I can't believe it took this long. M&P.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. I am so happy about the state of college football because I root for awkward, number one, and next week's decision by the committee is going to be such a disaster. It's going to be must-watch TV. Just to, who's the guy that they put up now? I can't remember what school he's from.
Hunter Yurachek from Arkansas.
Arkansas,
the guy from
right.
Baylor had a scandal in his personal life that took him, that he had to, he resigned from the school, right?
Yeah.
He resigned in disgrace or whatever, and then now can't even be the awkward guy on TV.
Yeah, no, it's going to be great to explain why Notre Dame over Miami and just try to answer that impossible conversation. And then the Texas fans are going to just be so irate that it's going to make for amazing television. I can't wait personally, and I hope it just gets worse and worse somehow.
Well, if you missed it, Texas did beat Texas A&M, so they're gonna A&M's gonna drop a little bit. Obviously, not gonna be playing for the SEC championship game. Gonna drop a little bit, but how far? I would doubt they're gonna fall out of the top four. I would imagine that they will stay in the top four and that they will get a bye. Right? I think so.
A&M? Oh, I saw some people saying they may drop out of that top four.
At least then host a home game in the first round.
Yes, yes, they host a home game.
If you're between four
drop
and
out
eight,
of the top four, don't get a bye.
But that would be a shame for a Texas A&M team that's been really good all year. But again, they lost to Texas. How about Jim in South Carolina wants to defend his Notre Dame Fighting Irish against the Miami Hurricanes? What's up, Jim?
Hey, good morning. Hey, first of all, so say if you your boss called you in and said, hey, you know what? There was this little mistake that you made 3 months ago, and because of that, we're going to fire you right now. Sorry we didn't tell you back then. We're going to fire you right now, even though your work performance since then has been stellar. And got a couple of questions for you guys. Who would you rather watch in the playoffs, C.J. Carr or Carson Beck at quarterback?
C.J. Carr.
Okay. Got another question. If Notre Dame were fully in the ACC, okay, and we can have that argument another day, another time. If they were fully in the ACC, they would be in the ACC championship game, no doubt. And the teams that Miami lost to were Louisville and SMU, an SMU team
just
that
lost.
Just got
upset
by Cal.
You know, Jim, this is your best argument. Your best argument is not the mistake from 3 months ago that your boss fires you for now, although that's funny. I think your best argument as a Notre Dame fan is your losses are not as bad as Miami's losses. And, Jim, thank you for the phone call. Miami's losses to Louisville and to SMU, Pearl, in overtime, and SMU just lost to a Cal team that had just fired their head coach, so maybe it was like a little new coach bump or something like that. Whatever. Whereas Notre Dame lost to Miami and also lost to Texas A&M.
But what are we doing? Is it matter who you lose to or who you actually beat? Like, isn't the whole point?
So then why not Texas over both of them?
I mean, it's a great question. I think Texas lost to Florida, which is one of their three losses. So
yeah, but Florida was good then. I mean,
what?
No, they weren't.
Florida should have beaten Georgia, and Florida definitely should have won that game against, like, Florida.
You could say Tennessee should have beaten Georgia. I mean, Georgia had close games this year.
Florida is not good.
Florida's right there. When Lagway's right, they're good.
But what does that mean?
Carson Beck is great. Listen, which he was for 10 games.
They gave two teams that are definitely in there, Georgia and Ole Miss, all they could handle. And that game was in the swamp. That to me was not an embarrassing loss. And they had that massive receiver who came out of the blue.
Nick Wilson.
Yeah. I don't think that Florida loss is embarrassing at all because of what they played against Georgia. And it was a very good team.
You're welcome to weigh in. Miami or Notre Dame, who should get the at-large bid? Let's go to Ed, who's in San Francisco. Ed, what's going on, sir?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing this morning?
We're great.
Good. I just wanted to put someone on record. You guys keep talking about these San Francisco 49ers. They are not going to no Super Bowl. They're not going to win no Super Bowl, especially as Shanahan as the head coach. He's like the Kardashians. But at the same time, we're going to talk about my Rams. You know, they dropped the game yesterday. Me as a fan, six straight wins, I was comfortable. I actually was optimistic they may have lost that game yesterday just on the stellar performance weeks prior, how Carolina had been doing with their offense. And I expected that type of play last Monday night against the 49ers, but it didn't show up. Eventually, it showed up against the Rams. But it happens. You know, Stafford, 318 straight completions without interception. It's huge. And I'm glad they got this loss because what it does, the team got complacent. You look at the team record of the Panthers and you feel that you're just going to walk in there and take over their living room. It's not going to work. So yeah. I'm glad we got the loss. It was expected, anticipated, and a lot of my Ram fans were crying on social media about it, and they don't understand it, that you have to take a loss when you got six straight wins because – it's the best time to get it opposed to when you get to the
later
playoffs.
On. So, you know, Ed, interesting one. Thank you for the phone call. I did not think that the Rams needed a good loss, Pearl. I thought this is a team that's seasoned, you know, got an MVP front runner in Matthew Stafford. They've already won a Super Bowl. They're not the type of team to me that needs the wake-up call or should need the wake-up call. I think yesterday they just made some mistakes. You know, the turnovers, the Matthew Stafford fumble. I mean, that's it. That will lose you a game on the road.
Yeah, it didn't feel like a shocking loss to me. Am I playing Monday morning quarterback here?
Like an 11.5-point favorite, weren't they?
Was it 11.5?
Did it go to 9.5? Sorry, I got to double check.
I don't know. It was on the road, and it was outside, and it was raining. I just don't feel like, to me, that it was not that meaningful a loss. Maybe I'm crazy, because we've seen Carolina beat a couple good teams at home. I definitely did not see it coming, but I did think like that was such a damning loss for the Rams, especially because the Panthers, not that they got lucky, but they had a huge fourth down play. The Rams offense looked good. They're vulnerable to run. I mean, we say the Rams are a sure thing, but I don't think people are confusing the Rams with the 85 Bears. Like they're good, but they're definitely in the mix. Were you totally stunned by that loss, or were you kind of closer to me?
No, I was stunned by the loss. Absolutely stunned. Because I don't think that Carolina, they're so up and down, you never know what you're going to get with them. And no, I thought the Rams, even traveling cross country after the holiday, I still thought they would take care of business. And then the rumors of Aaron Donald maybe coming back started to percolate all over the internet this weekend. Meanwhile, a nice landing spot. They go to Arizona next week, and Arizona has yet another one-score loss yesterday, and they're officially eliminated from the playoffs. Can I get to my holiday story, or
yeah,
should
please.
I save it?
No, go ahead.
Okay.
Let's Bogues go to want to hear this too.
I have officially hacked the holidays. I figured out finally what a perfect Thanksgiving is. It took me far too long to get here, but now I'd like to share that all with you. Now, there's a couple stipulations about how to make this Thanksgiving as perfect as possible. Number one, you can't be hosting. If you're someone who hosts, I'm sorry, this hack is not for you. You've decided to host, you've made your bed, you lie in it. Also, you have to be within driving range. So I'm sorry if you're somebody who jumps on an airplane and goes to visit family far away, this hack is also not for you. So here are the stipulations. You must not be hosting, and you must be within driving range. Okay? Everyone got it? Here's what I did that led to the perfect holiday. In anticipation of the fact that we were doing one of those down and back same day Thanksgivings, okay? So we're going from New Jersey where we live to Philadelphia. It's about 90 minutes, ew, 2 hours if you know, with a little traffic. Leave early in the morning, get down there, do the whole thing, and then we were driving back like late afternoon. So it was a quick one.
Okay.
The day before, so Wednesday night, I put an order in at our local pizza shop. Two pizza pies, salad, and buffalo wings, okay?
Mm.
So, I put it in the fridge. Didn't even tell anyone about it. I hid it in our fridge. Hard to hide the two pizzas. Put it in the fridge, said nobody touch this.
Palatial estate.
This is not to be touched. So Wednesday, we have like a regular dinner. We wake up, we go to Philadelphia, do the whole holiday, have a fun time. Nieces, nephews, grandparents, the whole thing. Back in the car, right before like the fourth quarter-ish of the first game, like we kind of got out kind of early. I guess it must have been 3:30.
You guys have Thanksgiving brunch?
Yeah, what
kinda.
The hell?
We ate at noon, like noonish.
Whoa. Mm. Okay,
some
what
people
are those?
Ate at noon.
You got to throw that on the list of issues.
Stipulation?
Too. Yes, exactly.
That is
I think
a thing.
We ate at 12:30.
That is a thing. I know other
some people
do that.
Yeah. It's not my thing, but we did it this year for some reason. So we're back in the car late afternoon, still a little light out for driving purposes, what have you. Listening to the games on Westwood One, did a fantastic job. I don't feel like I'm missing anything because I'm getting the games. Ugh. I get home.
Wonderful.
It's like 6 o'clock at night, 5:30, 6 o'clock. Nothing's open because it's Thanksgiving.
Oh,
I don't want to cook. I already had to cook and bring stuff to our Thanksgiving. I got the pizzas, the wings, the salad, and I bought a 6-pack of beer just for S's and G's.
Hell yeah.
So now I'm sitting there watching football in my own home. Pizza, beer, wings. It's a holiday.
Are you a
I
dude?
Already did Thanksgiving. Like, it was amazing. What?
That sounds amazing
it
to me.
It was so good, guys. I'm telling you, do this.
It sounds like you're a 20-some-year-old single dude in college.
It was me and Lucas sitting on the couch. My husband had to drive his parents home. We were just in our glory. I mean, I didn't give my kid a beer because he's six. But I'll tell you what. He was like enjoying it with me like by association.
Just like the pilgrims intended.
But is this idea scalable, as I say? Is it translatable to everybody? How do you arrange this?
Well, if you're just you can't be hosting, citizen, and you have to be within driving distance. It's just
but you
the
have to
order.
Eat so early.
And you have
right.
to eat dinner at 9 o'clock in the morning.
And like, did you ghost your family? Like, you were just gone at 3:30 in the afternoon on Thanksgiving.
We left at like 4, guys. We were there from 11 to 4.
Was everyone leaving at 4, or did you leave at 4?
That was a thing where they had to go see some. Our hosts had to go see some other family.
Okay, so they were closing for the night.
There are a lot of stipulations.
There's a lot. It's a very specific plan.
Feels like the college football playoff committee.
Guys, head to head doesn't matter. All that matters is that you get the pizzas, the wings, the beer the night before and keep it in your fridge and just have it. Then when you get home, because like I'm not going to be drinking because I got to be driving. So then I get home and now I can relax, crack a beer. I'm watching Cowboys Chiefs with my kid. We're having a grand old time.
Two questions. What type of beer, number one?
I got this stuff called Cape May. It's a New Jersey beer. It's really good.
I've been there.
Oh, well, the beer's delicious.
Yeah. No, I've been back to the brewery.
Yeah.
Yeah, in KMA. It's
so
great.
So wait. Let me just get my look. Can I wrap my head around this?
Yeah.
This is a radical idea. So you're going to have the beer in the fridge when you get home.
Yeah.
So you actually have beer in your fridge.
I do. It's crazy. Mm. And pizza.
Well, the pizza in the fridge, that's another little thing that some people are going to be like,
I can't get one box of pizza in my fridge.
Well, also, a lot of people don't like heated up pizza because the bottom gets a little soggy.
So the second pizza had like meat product on it, so I couldn't leave it out.
All right, number two.
No, you can't leave it out. But also, too, beer in the fridge. I mean,
yeah, no
most
kidding.
People listening to us have beer in the fridge.
Also, if you're reheating pizza, it has to go in the oven.
Agreed. Although you can do it in the air fryer.
Fryer or put it in the stovetop. Yes. On a pan. Can't put it in the microwave.
Question number two. Let's get behind the curtain. Did the ice cream make it to Philadelphia?
It did.
What did we tell you?
I honestly thought you guys were talking out of your you-know-wheres. And it made it. I put it in a freezer bag with a block of, like, a freezer
ice pack
in a Ziploc in the cooler bag.
Yeah.
And then put it in the freezer right when we got there.
And it was beautiful.
Nanny and EJ, perfection. Can I tell you what didn't work out?
Oh, no.
Forgot to put the sugar in the pie.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What kind of pie?
Pumpkin.
Maybe you should have been ordering pizza the night before. You were thinking about LSU when you were at Ole Miss. You were thinking about pizza the next day. We should have been thinking about the pumpkin pie you were delivering that morning.
You got the wrong pie.
Wait, I don't understand. How did you make a pumpkin pie? Isn't this the filling already have sugar in it?
No, you do. It's the pumpkin pie, the pureed pumpkin.
Yeah.
Then you put the spices and the sugar and a can of condensed milk. That's how you make
it. Oh, I thought you bought a can. Oh, I didn't know. I've never made a pumpkin pie. I thought it came in a can. Like, you didn't mush up actual pumpkins, right?
The mushed up pumpkin comes in the can, but that's it. That doesn't
have sugar in it.
No.
Ah.
And I couldn't understand. I'm like, why does this taste so bad? And they couldn't wait to give it to me on the way out.
So you were kicked out of the party.
Take it. She's like, we can't. We're going to Buffalo tomorrow. No one's going to be around to eat it. Please take this pie away from us.
Oh. That reminds me of one time I made blondies and didn't put baking soda in there. And I was like,
flat.
Why is it just like mush? I mean, it tastes okay.
That sounds kind of good.
It tastes okay.
But like, that's how you stumble upon a $1 million idea.
I guess. But when you tell people this is your thing, and I've had you guys have some, so you know I can make it. Like, but when you tell people that's your thing, and then you give it to them, and it's like, this didn't come out right. It tastes good, but what's going on? You feel embarrassed, though.
Have you ever had cookies with too much baking soda in them before? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, they're like bricks.
Or it just tastes like salty and weird.
You got that like powdery taste. Yeah.
Delicious.
Anyway, so I hacked Thanksgiving. Again, it needs to be kind of perfect conditions, but I think the bottom line is just have the pizza, wings, and the beer from the night before.
I just think there's too much going on to make this a thing.
This is my new tradition.
Yeah, the noon eating and the 4 o'clock exit is a thing that it doesn't feel repeatable.
I ate dinner at 8 o'clock on Thursday.
See, that's too late.
Some people do it that way. I've done it that way before. I've eaten at 6. I've eaten at 3. I've eaten at 2. I've eaten at noon.
Yeah.
They're all their own thing.
I vote for 3.
I think for those who are not eating at, the crack of dawn, I think if you change Maggie's plan to freeze the pizza instead of refrigerate it, you'll still be okay. Maybe you eat the pizza the next day, right? Because I think the whole point that Maggie's making, which I agree with, is you don't have leftovers. Like, what do you do?
If you don't host.
If you don't host, you don't have, unless some people give you a lot, but even that, they may give you only a little bit. So I get the theory. I just, the next day thing, the same day pizza, I don't think it's going to work for most people. Maybe you have pizza the next day, though, if you put it in the freezer.
But next day, you can get fresh pizza.
Yeah, then the places are just open.
Yeah.
And listen, I could have eaten, Thai food or Indian food. I could have gone to a place where it's probably open on Thanksgiving, but I did like having, because it's football, having the pizza, the wings, and the beer there, where it's just like, it was my Mona Lisa.
The next follow-up is you, who, won't eat anything and always eating healthy, you had a whole pizza to yourself?
Two. No, my husband came home that night.
Okay.
So then he had some also. And he had been driving for 2 hours, so he was thrilled.
But that's still like 16 slices. We're not talking about a full pizza? Was it like a personal thing? Or is it a full 8-slice regular?
Yeah,
like,
well, I got it for my whole family. This wasn't
two
me.
Two and
just
a half adults. Yeah, I'm impressed.
Well, we just finished the last slice yesterday.
This is like, Baxter ate the whole thing of cheese. I'm not even mad.
A wheel of cheese. Meanwhile, save your jealousy, everyone. Just because I figured out Thanksgiving.
You stay classy, San Diego.
That's amazing.
But yeah, good job by me getting the pizza. Bad job by me not putting the sugar in the pumpkin pie, and it was disgusting. 888-710-4ISN. Folks, can you hang out for a second and get some updates? Because that was just too important to skip. Coming up next, we've got one contender on the ropes. Who is it? We'll tell you next, M&P.
I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff, you heard it there. It's Bogusch's personal entrance music, Dave Matthews. We didn't get to headlines
song,
last segment because I was telling you how I hacked the holidays. You're welcome to borrow this one. It's simple. Just order pizza, wings, and have some beer around from the night before. So then after you're done with your Thanksgiving and there's still 1.5 football games on, now you got pizza, wing, and beer. Or you have now football on Black Friday, Pearl, as you know, because you went to the Eagles game. And had to sit through that monstrosity, but you get your pizza, wings, beer the next day on Friday.
Yeah, I mean, you could make an argument that you could get fresh pizza, wings, beers.
Yeah, by Black Friday, things are open again. But on Thursday, it's hard to find restaurants that are open.
Well, you know what struck me about one thing about your deal is it's so little family time. Like, isn't the whole point of Thanksgiving to spend as much time as possible with your family, extended family? Isn't that like the whole, the commercials?
Yeah. Got him. We are lucky we get to see each other for a lot.
Felt like you were there for like a slightly longer brunch.
It's like a drive-through.
Yeah.
You know what, though? We're lucky that we get to see each other often. So it's not like we have to make up for the whole year in one moment. Let's get to Bogusch, who's got all the latest headlines.
Well, yesterday's Browns-Niners game gave us the latest San Francisco victory. A fine start from Shedeur Sanders. And one of, arguably, the greatest post-game comments ever. Now, multiple Brown players unhappy during the game with Niners receiver Juwan Jennings, apparently over comments he made during an injury timeout. Jennings, you may recall, took a shot to the groin from Panthers safety Trevon Merriman back on Monday night. So here was Browns D lineman Shelby Harris yesterday.
He's a and I want that known. Like, I see why he got punched. Because that's some, like, he said some things that you should not say to another man ever, but like I don't respect it because you say that, then run behind your O-line. That's some real soft and I want that known. I see exactly why they punched you. I'm surprised nobody punched him in the jaw yet.
Oh my gosh. What could he have possibly, I don't even want to know what he said because it sounds like it crossed several lines.
Sounds vulgar.
Vulgar, or from what I heard, I think it was that he was just saying something to a player who's injured.
Yeah.
And that's a no-no, obviously.
And if you're wondering, the initial thing that he is, that Shelby wants to be known, it's a garden tool, I think, is a fair way.
Word of the weekend, by the way.
This again.
Yeah, and we were wondering, I was wondering, like, I knew that couldn't be played on the radio, but every website has no problem putting that word in its headline of this story.
Yeah, I saw it on ESPN. Countless times.
Yeah.
It's also because there's like a couple, I think there's a couple different spellings. I don't know.
There was some kind of an E that English I would not have included in that. Yeah.
How do you spell this word? That's, what do we say, is a woman of the night?
You guys don't throw an E at the end of that word?
No, I thought it was a two-letter. Oh. I would have only gone two letters.
Well, I was always a three-letter guy.
Well, two letters is like what Santa says.
Correct.
Yeah, which we can say that on the air. Yeah,
and I think the E is the actual thing, like that you use if you're harvesting corn or whatever, but If I was calling somebody that and writing it like in a script, I would absolutely only go two letters.
Well, it's fun. Actually, now, anytime we want to refer to this, we should do it as the Santa.
As a Santa. Santa got a three of them is all. It's like
yeah, Jingle Jingleberry.
Three
a,
of them
ho,
is good.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Remember when, what was it? Ken Jeong was on, what was it? College Game Day.
Yeah.
And he used it. He's like, what? That's my sister's name. Like, like, yeah, that's the other way, I guess, in theory.
I just think this is the
that's
word.
A two-letter one.
This is the word of the weekend because there was a podcast or a radio host from Ole Miss, Pearl, who used a classic rap line about Lane Kiffin. And it was, you can't turn a bleep into a housewife.
Oh.
And so then Lane saw this guy after they won the Egg Bowl and like went over to him and was like, if you call me a da-da-da-da. And meanwhile, the point he was trying to make is if somebody is constantly looking for a better deal, you're not going to marry that person.
Yeah. We understood.
Yeah. I just woman-splained that to you.
I'm just still obsessed about, I just Googled, can you say that word on air? And AI Overview said, no, I'm surprised. Because I'm not surprised that you can't say it on air. I'm surprised there's enough information for AI. Like, has this been an issue over the years that people have been wanting to say that
word? I guess the context matters. I mean, if you're saying, you know, the word like Santa does or the last name, then it's all good. But if you're also, if you're saying it like the gardening tool, like you went out and you gardened, I think you can go ahead and use it in that term. But the way that Shelby used it, that's I think the FCC would have an issue with it.
Right, because there's seven dirty words famously, right? That definitely is not one of those seven words.
No, definitely not.
But you can't even spell it. Someone spelled it earlier. We had to drop
it. Listen, I just don't want to get an email here in December. I don't want to ruin the holiday spirit for myself.
The Broncos, by the way, won Sunday Night Football 27-26 in overtime in Washington. Nick Benito knocking down Marcus Mariota's attempted winning two-point conversion. And the Lakers last night didn't have LeBron, not because of sciatica, but a sore foot instead. So Luka and Austin Reeves combined for 6-7 points in a 133-121 win over the Pelicans. The Lakers have won seven straight. They are 15-4 overall, so J.J. Redick is proud. And maybe at Maggie's house.
There's a lot of slices of pizza left in the box that we can still get after.
That's the metaphor he used for room for improvement.
Still
slices in the box.
Yes, maybe he's doing the Maggie Gray method of Thanksgiving, which is to have an extra pizza just laying around.
I actually thought he actually was saying there's extra pizza because it was the holidays, so we should go have some.
Telling you guys, I get it. J.J. Redick gets it. When are you guys going to get it?
Did Maggie just go third person?
Probably, yeah.
As long as nobody calls me up. Anyway, back to you, no?
No, that's all over? I got. I thought we were out of time.
Well, quickly, Rick's in Myrtle Beach. Turns out also spending Black Friday at the Eagle game. What's up, Rick?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I called in a little bit back and asked if I should wear my Bears jersey to the game. Yes, I did. They said a lot of bad things about my mother to start with.
Did they call her a garden tool?
More of what I should do type of thing.
Got
well,
it.
Anyway, they were, I'm not going to lie, they were animals. It was, thank God we had great seats. We had killer seats. I couldn't imagine being in the nosebleeds. I wouldn't have made it out.
Where
of
were you? Well, how low were you? Because usually the rich people are down low. I'm surprised they yelled at you.
I am not rich by furthest thing from first mezzanine, second row.
Oh, that's high enough where you'll get some real.
Oh yeah, yeah.
No, vitriol.
Now there were two idiots, and they were twins, probably late 20s. They were had way overserved, and they were being loud. They had everything thrown at them, and they were trying to start fights and all that. Leaving the game, of course, I stayed for the whole thing, and my wife is not very happy because she's the Eagles fan, obviously. So, but leaving the game, the people that tailgated, the amount of they did not use garbage bags. They just left everything.
I'm sorry. That's where we have to leave it.
That's a great phone call.
What an amazing call. Not going to lie, they were animals. Like, that was the line. It felt like Rick had seen some things. Like, he was traumatized.
Yeah, I don't even think he had a battery. I think it was too cold to really get after it.
think about it. And the Bears won. Yeah. If they had lost, the crowd would have been even worse.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.